Hi, Mitch.
Yes, hello. I'm a 71-year-old man that's been energetic almost all my life. I mean, I did a lot of building. I was a school teacher, and in the summers I didn't take time off. I just was busy all the time. And in the last 2 years or so, I've lost a lot of energy, and I cannot find anyone that can identify my problems. I mean, I've gone through tests, and I was listening to your show a while back, and you talked about niacinamide
Yes,
as
sir.
a supplement. And I wanted to get more information on that because I really vaguely heard the dosage and so on, and I wanted to know if you could talk about that a little bit. That might help me.
Yes, sir. Among other things, niacinamide has been found to activate the pathways that lead to greater longevity. And I realize that's not energy, but I thought I'd lead with that because all of us are interested in that. And that's not maybe, that's for sure. Now, the two pieces of research that I'll mention that told us how niacinamide helps to restore the cellular ability to make, I'm sorry, the mitochondrial ability, the mitochondria, little energy engines inside the cells, as most of us know anyway, helps to restore their ability to make ATP. One was on glaucoma and the other one was on osteoarthritis, otherwise known as degenerative arthritis. And the niacinamide helped with both. In one, in the experimental animals, it prevented glaucoma from occurring in rats that are genetically predisposed to get glaucoma before they die. Well, it prevented it 91%. And in the other research, it was found to, again, get the little mitochondria to throw off more ATP and stop the progression of degenerative arthritis. So what the niacinamide is doing there, sir, is one factor in improving the mitochondrial ability to make energy. Now, there are no blood tests that are going to tell you, or any other kind of tests that are going to tell you if niacinamide can do that for your mitochondria. One has to just try it. But I want to mention that there are some products on the market, and no, I do not have one in mind because this question doesn't come up very often, but you can find them just by looking around on your computer that contain many things that mitochondria need to help produce more energy. Just for example, I can mention a single one, namely coenzyme Q10. But there's some companies out there, none of which I work for, that have a combination of nutrients that help improve mitochondrial energy. Now, niacinamide is one that is particularly needed in families where there's type 2 diabetes, because in those families, the ability to make niacinamide internally is not there as it is in the other two-thirds of the population. And the reason I mention other two-thirds is one-third of the population is predisposed, according to government statistics, if we can believe them, to type 2 diabetes. Do you have type 2 diabetes in your family, sir?
No, I don't. There was I mean, there's cholesterol issues with my parents and so on. But you know, I do have a touch of osteoarthritis,
Okay,
and
that tells me right there you need niacinamide, sir.
what is the dose? What is the dosage that would that I could start with?
This was researched in the 1940s, and the doc there found that 3 grams a day was best. And that, in my experience, I read his book in the 1970s. I've been working with it ever since. About 2% of everybody, that's too much. They get a low-grade nausea. It doesn't hurt them otherwise. They just get a low-grade nausea, and they have to back off on the dose to maybe 2 grams. But about 3, 4 years ago, some company came out with a 1,500-milligram time release. And that means you only got to take it in the morning and in the evening, and you don't have to be taking like 500 milligrams 4 times a day like they were doing back in the 1940s when they didn't have any time release. So unless you get any nausea, I'm all in favor of the 1,500 milligram twice a day. It helps people just stop their osteoarthritis right where it's at. And guess what? You never ever have to go have knee joint replacement because the pain goes away and never comes back. It's the darndest
Well,
thing.
that's okay. That sounds wonderful. I hope that it works for me. I
Sir, if it
appreciate your
doesn't, call me.
time.
Oh, sorry to interrupt you. You go ahead.
No, I appreciate your all your efforts that you put out, and I listen to your show often. And this information is hard to come by because regular medicine doctors don't seem to cover this. They don't have knowledge of it, or they don't research it, and they run the test and everything's fine except the energy level, and the osteoarthritis progresses, you know. And I'm trying to have some quality of life. So,
well, sir, you've got to thank you so much. And you're right, there is so much ignored and neglected medical science out there. And the big deal problem with it, sir, is you can't put a patent on it. And so it's not talked to doctors in medical school. And FDA gets you if you publish on the research and try to sell the product at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. And thank you for calling.